All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Sorry I missed you all last night. I was up eating dinner and spending some time with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown at his house. Great time talking with him and watched the movie, ate some ribeyes. Excellent, excellent night. But anyway, you have to do that every now and then. Couldn't help it. Couldn't resist it. He's my friend, my pastor. Love every minute of it. But anyway, glad to be back tonight. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Mike Griffith is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Melissa Pickerel is on. My Broken Heart is on. Robin Aroni is on. General Plowman is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Granite 2468 is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Bob Corley is on. Skunk 71 is on. Let me see here. Sheila K is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Big Scott 1, talked to him on Sunday, is on. Mobetta 01 is on. JGCK is on. K4VMS is on. LA 106 Times is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Chemical Toilet is on. Ever Eden is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Peg McGroin is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down, let me grab five or six more here. Drummer for Jesus is on. Those Jesus people is also on. Couple more here. USA Abigail is on. Michelle Tall is on. Scrolling down. Aphrodites is on. Let me grab one or two more here. I haven't hit yet. Hanslick Donovan is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Last one. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Well, right before the podcast, we found out Cracker Barrel has already caved. So Cracker Barrel now, after days and days of pressure, not many days, days of pressure, and losing hundreds of millions, 125 million is one number that I've heard, but I don't know what the time frame was. So that's the least that they've lost. Massive stock value, way down. You know that they're rebranding, where basically they were going to turn Cracker Barrel into being a Metro First Watch? So how many of you go there to eat at a Metro First Watch? I mean, is that why you go there? Is really Metro First Watch is really like a nicer Waffle House? I mean, is that why you go there? I love Waffle House. I'm just saying, like, is that why you go there? I go there because I like all the stuff. I mean, I like it. So I mean, and this refurbishment that they were doing, this remodel, this corporate remodel that they were doing, was going to cost $700 million. They allocated it. It was all approved. And actually, one of the people who appears to be a Muslim on the board of Cracker Barrel was actually completely and totally against it. And boy, was he right. $700 million to come up with a worse sign, worse stores, uglier stores, and stores that are indistinguishable from other stores. I mean, imagine, again, and I don't want to go on this epic rant about this, but these are allegedly the experts. I mean, is there any such thing anymore? Is there really any such thing as an expert? Because this is your expertise. All these people are making multi-million dollar salaries. And they get paid to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. Whether it was Bud Light, whether it's Cracker Barrel, the myriad of other institutions that we can name, if they pop into my mind, I'll tell you which ones, whether it's Levi or any of these other institutions that decide, you know, our goal is to basically bankrupt our country. I mean, our company. And I'm going to be considered more of an expert and I'm going to be promoted as I do so. I mean, corporations, we really are getting to be fascistic because our corporations are beginning not only to be beginning to partner with government, they're also starting to imitate government, where losing money is actually the goal. And you will get promoted if you lose money. And now Cracker Barrel is already caved. I mean, the people sat around for weeks and decided on this new logo, which is horrific. I actually saw it on my way to Tampa yesterday afternoon. It's horrible. I got to see both because one sign had been fixed under the new remodel, and then the next sign was the old one. And this, I mean, it absolutely stands out. The old is way better than the new. It's not even close, but these quote-unquote experts sat around a table, like Knights of the Round Table, for weeks and said, here's what we're going to do. And people were like, oh, that's a great idea. And then the woman in charge of all this, Cracker Barrel CEO, and they all look the same. They all now have these horned rim glasses that they think make them look smart. You know what's better than looking smart? Being smart. That's actually better than looking smart, than finding your retro glasses to put on and you look smart. You probably don't even need corrective lenses, but you put them on anyway so that you look smart. You know what? It's way better to be smart than go to a store and buy retro glasses and look smart. Even by the way, when you think you look smart, you don't look smart. You're like everybody who gets tattooed. You're like everybody else now. I mean, people used to get tattooed because they wanted to stand out. Now if you get tattooed, you're just joining the crowd. You might as well be like me and no tattoo, just absolute, just pure blood, baby, pure skin. Now you really stand out. But anyway, so they've already caved. Got a cute little video in the post game about a little music video about Cracker Barrel. But anyway, so it's already over. And look at our power. Look at our power, and we're gonna need to use this power because of the title of the show tonight is Good Trump, Bad Trump, because bad Trump is doing bad things again. Okay, again, he's slowly slipping from an A plus. It's already out of A plus into A minus, and now he's going into the B plus realm as president. He cannot continue to make obvious stupid choices that are beholden to corporate interest, which is the 600,000. Purposeful migration of Chinese students into America that are all saboteurs and are going to commit espionage while there. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to the border first. Homeland Security video. Here's where Trump is doing a fantastic job. See how that works, everybody? And let me just say this for everybody and all the Christians and it's just going to apply to your church. It's going to apply to your job. What you do is you deal with humanity. You deal with your pastor. You deal with your friends. You deal with your wife. You deal with your husband. You deal with your friends. Whatever it may be, your work. You deal with people on a percentage basis. You deal with people on an acceptable percentage basis. Like I watch Bannon, and I watch. I'm really more listen than watch. I actually listen to Bannon, listen to Alex Jones. Really don't watch it much. I just have the phone in my pocket listening because I walk for hours every day, so I'm listening. Do I agree with everything Alex Jones says? No, I don't agree with everything that he says. I don't agree with everything that Bannon says. I don't agree with everything Nick Fuentes says, but I listen to Nick Fuentes. I listen to Alex Jones. I listen to Steve Bannon. I listen to Jesse Waters. I listen to these people, and I accept them or I reject them based on percentage, not perfection. That's humanity. Oh, I'm going to wait till I find the perfect pastor. You're going to be alone the rest of your life. Yeah. Be alone the rest of your life. Okay, I'm going to wait for the perfect woman. You're going to be alone the rest of your life. That's it. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, that I used to think that way. It's never going to happen. So you deal with people on a percentage basis, always. It's the same thing with Trump. I love Trump, but he does some things that are unexplainable, and he does some dumb things. Now, Tom, wouldn't you do some dumb things if you were president? Yes, I would. It's like I've done dumb things as the pastor of this church. I've done dumb things as a sergeant at the sheriff's office. I did dumb things as deputy of the sheriff's office. I've done dumb things as friends. I've done dumb things as pastor. I've done dumb things as husband. I've done dumb things as father, dad for my kids. I've done dumb things. So it's not, oh, now we're going to turn on Trump. No. Now look at what we've done to Cracker Barrel. Look what we've done to him. They've turned. I mean, remember now. I mean, for those of you, this is before Aaron. It's before Joe. I got two 30-year-olds in the room here. They're both almost 30 years younger than me. They don't remember this, but back in the day, there was basically one media. And it was controlled leftist, Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, CBS, ABC, NBC. That was it. You didn't have a platform. I didn't have a platform. We got, I don't know, we've got about 1,600 people watching this right now. You had nothing. You couldn't, there was no way to reach anybody. And although I like it, it just royally ticks me off the banning on social media. But then you've got the, again, percentages. Then you have Elon come in and restore you on Twitter and things like that. But anyway, and Rumble, you got the greatness of Rumble. But anyway, back then there was no outlet. Now there is. We have power. Remember when Trump put out the initiative via pretty much executive order or policy and procedure order that tying hurricane relief preparation dollars to whether or not you gave favor or didn't, or gave disfavor or divested in Israeli companies, or you invested in Israeli companies. And if you were divesting from Israeli companies, or you were putting out anti-Israel propaganda, you didn't get the hurricane preparation money. Okay, and everybody squawked about it. That lasted for 2 hours. 2 hours, because you and I have power. Then you have the MAGA morons. Everything Trump does is 12D chess. And it's all about trying to get on. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Trust the plan.
Trust the plan. Go talk to Q. He knows. Okay? I mean, no, folks. He makes mistakes. And you don't turn on him. Now, again, you have the MAGA morons who jump on and do everything that Trump says. Because if you don't, you're disloyal. So being a, if Trump told them to be a Democrat, they were considered to be loyal to MAGA to be a Democrat. If Trump told them to. Those are the MAGA morons. Then you have the MAGA negative morons who now anything because Trump, they didn't like the bombing in Iran. So now everything Trump does is bad. And in order, because now they have to justify their negativity towards Trump. So even when he does great things like, nope, but I mean, there's the government did not facilitate one illegal into the country for the last 3 months. Not one. Biden, thousands and thousands and thousands per day. Trump, not a one. I mean, how does anybody, I mean, you have to marvel at that and how great it is. And then Trump does some stupid crap, and that's the way that it is. But on a percentage basis, he's good. He's a solid at least 80%. At least 80% good, which, by the way, is how, depending on where the church is off 20% of the time or your friend is off 20% of the time. If you have your friend and he's sleeping with your girlfriend, okay, he's out, even though he's right 90% of the time. You see what I'm saying? If the church is saying there's more than one way and they get everything else right, okay, they're out.
Yeah.
Depends on that one. It can be, there can be death nails now. Guy banging your girlfriend, death nail. Friendship's over. Okay, friendship's over. I mean, it doesn't matter that he gave you a Ferrari last year. Okay, it doesn't really matter. Okay, he's banging your girlfriend. Okay, so it's over. He's probably banging your girlfriend. Probably gave you the Ferrari to cover up the fact he's banging your girlfriend.
Bribery.
So, yeah, he's out. Right, it's bribery. So anyway. It's like the federal government. That's what the federal government endlessly does. Just does things to cover up their actual actions. So if you had a church and you're like, okay, I agree with, you know, 82% of it. Well, all right, as long as it, included in the 18% is not Muhammad is an option or gay is okay. You see what I'm saying? It'd be like, okay, I agree with a large portion of the church or a large portion of Trump. But like with church, I don't like the songs that they sing or the sermons too long. What I mean, you see what I mean? That's how it is. That's human relations. And that's how I deal with Donald Trump. All right, let's go to the border first. Homeland Security video. I'm not even close to this name. It's a Russian illegal, an illegal Russian immigrant. How'd that happen? Through the southern border by Joe Biden. Vadim Nikolaevich Uliam Desvich, something like that, Diev, a criminal illegal alien from Russia illegally crossed the southern border near I can't pronounce this one either, Yazidro, California, on December 4th, 2022, and was released into the country, again, Trump, zero releases into the country. Not, I mean, there's people that are sneaking across the border still, very few, border's 96% shut, including gotaways and everything else, but none, no government releases into the country, which is what the Biden DHS was all about, was facilitation. But anyway, so none for Donald Trump. But this one was actually released by Joseph Robinette Biden into the country. And then he does this. Play for me.
Take a look at this. An illegal immigrant driver was seen sucker punching him in the face and knocking him out. That attack left him hospitalized with a brain injury. And he is now here to join us and tell us all about what happened here. His name is Brian Kobel, and he's the CEO of TC Biopharm. Brian, thanks for coming on this morning. We're glad you're okay right now. Before we get into talking about the suspect here, just fill us in on what led up to this. There's no audio in that video, but we see the guy just get out of the car, you're holding your dog, and then he just clocks you in the face. What happened?
You know, it was a very innocuous interaction. We had gone to get in the car, as is typical. I leaned in with the service animal to ensure that he was okay with the pet being with me. He said, no pets. I said, she's a service animal. We clarified that. He objected two more times, at which point, which happens regularly, I told him, look, cancel the ride and we'll move on, right? I'm not here to impose that issue if he's uncomfortable. We walked around the back of the car. Next thing I know, he's out of the car in my face. I put my hand out saying, get your car, and that's it. Next thing I know, I'm on my back in the hospital.
And here's the profile on this guy, if we can pull this up. He's an illegal immigrant from Russia, 42 years old. He illegally crossed into the sanctuary state of California back in 2022. Then, as usual, was caught and released into the U.S. by the Biden administration. After he attacked you, he was arrested for second-degree assault and battery, then was released on a $10,000 bond. But he is now in ICE custody, and ICE is seeking to deport him.
All right, so there you go. There's another genius allowed into the country by Joe Biden, and again committing a crime against an American citizen. But again, according to Democratic Party theology, and it is actually theology because it is their religion. They don't have a God; they have a government, and that's what they worship. But according to their own theology, he would have been knocked out cold and have his head hit the pavement, his dog hit the pavement, and everything else. Anyway, because Americans commit crimes at a higher rate than illegals. That's what leftists always say, which, by the way, is patently false. It's completely false. We do not commit crime at a higher rate than illegals. Illegals commit crime at a higher rate than ours. And that is after they've committed I'm not even counting their initial crime of illegally entering this country. We all know that that's true. Otherwise, you're going to just have to deny what your lying eyes tell you. So again, according to liberal theology, well, you know what? He would have been knocked out cold and have his head smashed into the concrete anyway because an American would have done it. Well, show me the videos of Americans doing it outside of roaming hordes of black men, which is what's happening. We have to acknowledge what's true, okay? Illegals are a problem. The black community assaulting other people is a problem, both themselves and other people. Can we all agree that that's true?
Yeah.
We have a major problem in the black community. We have a major problem in the immigrant community. We have a major problem in the Muslim community. People are like, well, Muslims not so much yet. Yeah, wait, because we just haven't let enough in to get to the place where we have roaming hordes of rapists, which is what's happening. It's been covered up by Keir Starmer, now prime minister, used to be in charge of CPS, the child protection. Imagine somebody who facilitates rapes being in charge of CPS in Great Britain. We all, what is true? I mean, it's got nothing to do with racism. I'm telling you flat out right now. I mean, again, I was calling vast swaths of white people, MAGA people, neocon MAGA morons 2 months ago. Neocon MAGA morons, because that's what they deserved to be called at that time. In my viewpoint. And I'm not talking about those of you who were pro the Iran bombing. And you always have to tell people this because people are so easily offended now. It doesn't mean that you were pro Iran bombing. It meant that if you were pro-Iran bombing, you said to everybody who wasn't, oh, you're fake MAGA. Okay, now you're a neocon MAGA moron. Because you are not able to see when Trump is doing something wrong. And you're not able to see that we can still be part of the same movement and not agree on every last thing. And then the exact same people a few weeks later, when Trump did something stupid, which I can't remember what it was. Oh, the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. When Trump did the funky Epstein file non-release, all of those people who called me fake MAGA were now against Trump and Epstein. But they didn't call themselves fake MAGA. See, again, people don't live in delusion. Live in the truth. What is the truth? I mean, I say it from the pulpit all the time at this church that I wasted most of my life because it's true. I've wasted giant swaths of time. You're like, Tom, you seem successful. I mean, you pastor a large church. You had a law enforcement career. Yeah, but it could have been so much more. And I wasted a lot of it just in my own head and just wasting time. That's the truth. Does it cause me every day to wake up in a depression? No. What's true is true. And that's the whole thing. So anyway, still on the border, see Reason's video. The Democrats have decided that this is the hill they're going to buy. Here's Kilmar. And I know some of this is old for all of you, but I missed yesterday. So I don't want to, in case people missed anything, I want to make sure that we're all caught up and we're all on the same page. The latest on Kilmar Abrego-Garcia. Play for him.
The Maryland dad has officially touched down in Maryland. Kilmar showed up with flowers in hand and said hola to his wife, the wife who said he beat her. Kilmar even wore his favorite Bulls hat. This morning, he hopped out of bed and talked to the press in Espanol.
Queridos hermanos y hermanas, mi nombre es Kilmar Abrego García. Y siempre quiero que recuerden que hoy puedo decir con orgullo que estoy libre y me reuní con mi familia.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Kilmar Abrego García. And I want you to remember this. Remember that I am free.
What's the deal with Kilmar's translator, the imposing woman to his left? Well, she's a nonprofit lady. The nonprofit's called CASA, It's funded by Zuckerberg, Soros, and Bill Gates. They've gotten $11 million in government contracts, contracts that make no sense, like $100,000 for environmental justice, whatever that means. All the money in the world can't stop Tom Homan. The Iceman crashed Kilmar's coming home party.
Mr. Abrego Garcia was taken into custody by ICE this morning.
Can't say we didn't warn him, but this time ICE isn't sending him back to his home country in El Salvador. The Maryland dad is about to be a Uganda dad.
It is preposterous that they would send him to Africa, to a country where he doesn't even speak the language.
Come back to Uganda. Oh, he's so lucky, isn't he? And by the way, just let's go back to front. Let's go to Uganda first. Everybody knows, and imagine being a Democrat in 2025, and you're standing there next to Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And again, this is the hill that you've chosen to die on, is Kilmar. Okay, this is a man with a final deportation order. A final order of removal is what it's called. Do you know what order of removal means? You have been ordered to be removed. Aaron's marveling at the depth.
Yeah.
At the depth of my intelligence. Because when I see final order of removal, that means it's a final order of removal, which, by the way, he's had for years. And there was one stipulation on it. It's called a withholding order or something like that attached to it. It's been a while since I've talked about it. It had a withholding order on the final order of removal, the withholding was he just can't be sent back to El Salvador. Now, Trump sent him back to El Salvador because he thought he could overcome the withholding order. Well, they ended up, he didn't want to, disregard the courts. So he brings them back. No problem. Because we can send him anywhere else we want. Anywhere else that will take him. He's on his way to Uganda. Now, last week, he's like playing like croquet at his country club prison in his home country. Now he's going to Uganda. That's what Democrats will do for you. That is very emblematic of what the Democrats will do for you. Take your life that is pretty good and make it a hell pit. That's what the Democratic Party would do for you. That's what they've done for Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And by the way, how is that for assimilation? When he's been in this country for 10, 12, 15 years, and he still can't speak a lick of English, and he was caught in 2022, human trafficking. Sex trafficking stuck in my head. A human trafficking in the state of Tennessee. And by the way, very strangely, nobody will release any of that information to us. That's always true, and it'll come out with Trump now. But anyway, and then the people that are defending the translator that was provided to the non-assimilated after a decade in the country, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, and his wife standing right behind her as the NPC that she is with this expression on her face. Because probably she was beaten senseless so many times by the man she's advocating to stay in the country. So she stands behind him. But anyway, the big fat woman standing next to him. By the way, a lot of these people, oh my gosh. I understand being a few over. Gosh, dog, can we not be the poster children for mass obesity in this country, please? But anyway, I digress. They did a thing. They actually showed a bunch of people walking into a store, and they just said, "This is America." And it was just, basically security camera of everybody walking into the store on one of these like Black Fridays. And every single person one out of 20 exception was morbidly obese. I'm not talking about you got a dad bod. I'm talking about like I've got a dad bod. I'm talking about morbidly obese. Like you honestly could not run 10 feet. That male and female. I feel so blessed that, and oh, sorry, Joe. Joe's single. And Aaron feels blessed. We'll pray yours in. That I'm not having to pull a wife from this crowd.
Oh yeah.
And listen, we've got beautiful young women at this church. But they're all Christians. They're out of that mind controlled NPC mindset. But anyway, I'm glad I don't have to try to find a wife out of this because all of them are video game playing, just hooked on their phone, eating bonbons every night and putting on a pound a day. You've seen Jasmine Crockett? Letitia James, they're getting fatter and fatter by the day. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, the big fat woman, back to fat, the fat translator standing next to Kilmar Abrego Garcia translating for him was provided to him by an organization called CASA. And I want to congratulate Joe, and I want to congratulate Aaron, and I want to congratulate everybody who's watching right now, about 1,900 people watching right now, and myself. I want to congratulate myself. You and I paid for it.
Yay.
Because it comes from an NGO called CASA.
CASA.
And it's funded. It's an NGO and it's taxpayer funded. Wait a minute. But it's funded by, but it's owned by or run by Zuckerberg, Soros. How is it taxpayer money when we're dealing with some of the richest billionaires on the planet? Because they never use their own money. Are they really billionaires because they made the money, or are they billionaires because they've gotten government subsidies? I'm just curious. I wonder if I'm asking that question. I don't know. Is J.P. Pritzker really a billionaire, or is he a billionaire because he runs 29 NGOs? I'm just curious. I mean, Bezos. We all know that Elon is an absolute genius, but he does get a lot of government money. But he is an absolute genius. And there's other people that obviously they're geniuses. But others, I mean, J.B. Pritzker. J.B. Pritzker could not run a taco stand successfully. if you put J.B. Pritzker in charge of a desert, he'd be out of Santa in a year. I mean, that is the way that it is. That's J.B. Pritzker. But anyway, I just want everybody to know that. When you were standing there, we're watching, oh, well, that's nice. He's got a translator for his little NPC crowd. What we got here?
That's the website.
Oh, update. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, target again. Oh, here it is. Oh, this is CASA?
Yeah.
Here's CASA. You, just so you know, you and I pay for this website. I just want to congratulate everybody because it wasn't Zuckerberg's money. His name's just on it. It wasn't Soros' money. That all came out about Soros. He uses none of his own money, none of his 10, 12, 15 billion that he's worth. He doesn't use any of that money. His son, Alex, now married to Uma Abedin, used to be appropriately named Wieners. Ex-wife. But anyway, it's our money. $11 million of our taxpayer money went to go pay for that woman today. And again, here's where Trump's an A+. He's cutting that money out. Democrats cannot, they have no money. They're basically broke. I think they got $14 million in their account right now. And the DNC and the RNC's got $84 million. They're broke. I mean, because they can't fundraise. You know why they can't fundraise? It's right. And I probably will never get to it tonight. I mean, what slide am I on? Like two?
Three.
And we got like 40 to get to. But anyway, turns out that Mamdani, Zorana Mamdani, okay, the future mayor of New York, the communist, multimillionaire Muslim. How does that work? I don't know. Ask Gavin Newsom, because he's the same way. He says whatever needs to be said. But basically, he is a leftist totalitarian who uses any format he can to attract votes. That's all. That's really all that he does. But none of his money came from small donors. That's weird, isn't it? He has 20,000 donations that are on his donation data printout. And of the 20,000, they have zeros next to them. And the rest of them are these multi-million dollar donations. It's weird, isn't it? I mean, the whole system is corrupt. Donald Trump has been saying it for a long time that the whole system is rigged. He's right. It was good. He's right. Give it to me, Aaron.
He's right.
He's right. He's right about everything. Okay.
Always.
Always right. Every time. But anyway, it's rigged. But I digress. Let me continue on with the border. Adam Hughes' video, closed border ICE. I just have to show you this because it was put out today. Shot in really good, like 4D video. Closed border ICE agents dragged an illegal Islamic migrant from Western Sahara, that's where he says that he's from, by the collar outside NYC immigration courts after he resisted arrest, shouting at reporters to stand back as they led him down the stairs into the detention center. Play for me.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, This is the freedom. I'm coming to my process immigration.
What country are you from?
I'm from Western Sahara.
Wait, wait, wait.
Go ahead,
go ahead, go ahead. All right.
And all the Democrats will cry and complain about it, and they'll say, why is he being deported? Why is this happening? Because he's illegal. He entered the country illegally. He probably committed a subsequent crime also, which made me just think of this. Because it was another very high profile. This one was viral. The one that I'm about to show you. This was a viral arrest on the streets of D.C. and everybody on the left went absolutely crazy over it. We'll discuss it. Play for me.
Señor, no tengo nada, señor. Señor.
Yo no debo, por favor. Yo no debo nada, papi. Yo no debo nada. 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 Yo estoy trabajando. Yo no debo nada. 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 Yo no debo nada.
All right, so what happened then is the left all came out. Oh, they all cried about it. Oh, what a horrible thing to do this wonderful person until it turned out he was a child rapist.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't just that he's here illegal. By the way, you know what it should happen if you're here illegally? Same thing.
Yeah.
But it turned out, notice how it's all radio silence? I mean, those of you who have no life like me and you're like on Twitter all the time and you're researching and you're pulling up stuff for podcasting, They were all just absolutely insane over it. How dare they? You know, he's yelling out, "Es bueno, busos alegrinos, sal up," whatever. Like, Tom, did any of that mean? No, that means anything. I don't know. It's like speaking in tongues. But anyway, it meant nothing. But anyway, so, and everyone, oh, how could they do this? How could they victimize? Turns out he's a child rapist. Radio silence. Boop. That's what they were arresting him for. Probably let loose out of Mayor Wu in Boston's jail after he was given an ICE detainer. I just said probably. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But anyway, so again, the left is absolutely insane. Oh, how can they do this to the guy who raped the child? That's why. Imagine being a Democrat. That's why they can't raise any money. They can't raise any money for two reasons. Because they're on the wrong side of every 95.5% issue. And all of the money that they've ever raised, get ready, Joe, get ready, Aaron, get ready, me, get ready, everybody who's watching, every money, dime they've ever raised came from you and me.
Yay.
It is. All of it's with our tax dollars. We're $37 trillion in debt electing Democrats. That's a fact, by the way. The $21 trillion missing in the Pentagon went to elect Democrats and for Democratic Party initiatives, Democratic Party speakers, Democratic Party lawyers and law firms. That's what it is. It's gone. That's all where are the right-wing initiatives? Nowhere. Well, you and I have been funding Planned Parenthood with our tax dollars since Planned Parenthood was formed by Billy Gates' dad. I mean, and Margaret Sanger, these eugenicists. I mean, it's amazing. It really is. All right, back to the border. Nick Sorter video. Breaking, a federal judge has just ruled Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who helped the illegal evade ICE. Turns out now she actually can stand trial. Play for me.
Case. He meets his attorney in the hallway and walks towards Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan's courtroom. Along the way, he passes plainclothes federal agents who are sitting on a bench. They are there to detain him. After Flores Ruiz walks by, the agents turn to each other and appear to confirm his identity amongst themselves. But a few moments later, Judge Dugan and another judge approach the agents sitting on the bench. A criminal complaint against Dugan later said she was alerted to their presence by a court official. That complaint says during this interaction, Dugan and the agents disagreed over the type of warrant they had to arrest Flores Ruiz. According to the complaint, Dugan ordered the agents to go to the chief judge's office. Video shows her pointing them through a double door. She then turns back to speak with other agents further down the hall and orders them through the doors as well. Shortly after that, with the agents gone from the hallway, Eduardo Flores Ruiz and his attorney exit into the hallway through a different door. As they walk down the hall toward the elevators, they pass another plainclothes federal agent neither they nor Judge Dugan seem to have noticed at the time. That agent motions to another to follow Flores Ruiz. Security video shows Flores Ruiz exiting through a basement exit. Upstairs on the sixth floor, the other agents have left the chief judge's office and worked their way downstairs. Flores Ruiz left the building onto 9th Street. Videos of the street shows the agents catching up to him. Flores Ruiz runs across 10th Street while trying to get away, but the agents catch him and arrest him.
That's the story. Now, it's now been ruled that she's tried to make it to where she was immune because everything that she did, you can go ahead and put fat face right next to me. That's her mugshot right there. That's the truth, by the way. That's her actual mugshot. That's Hannah Dugan. Another one. It's just like every person ruling over America right now outside of the Trump administration is an effeminate man. The prime minister of Canada, prime minister of France, the prime minister of Germany. And I know some of them are presidents, whatever, but I don't know which one's which. The prime minister of the UK are all effeminate men. All right, it's either an effeminate man or a fat woman. These are the people making all the decisions. People who cannot even control their appetite make life and death, freedom or non-freedom decisions for all kinds of people. But anyway, it's now been ruled that none of what she did on that day came under the auspices of her official duties. So now she can't actually stand trial because it's very obvious what she did. She diverted the ICE agents and then had the illegal and his attorney walk through the hallway where the ICE agents were into basically a secret doorway out the back. But luckily, one ICE agent was still in the hallway, saw it, followed, grabbed the attention of another, followed him out, ran down the streets. So now she could face multiple felony charges, as she should, and she should spend somewhere between the next 2 to 6 years in federal freaking prison for what she's done. Let these people, when they commit crimes, let them actually face the consequences of it, because we've had to face the consequences for crimes we didn't even commit. Again, Navarro, Bannon, Trump, Giuliani, Alex Jones, Michael Flynn, one right after another, they had to face criminal and civil charges that didn't even exist, that they certainly never committed and never existed to begin with. You're like, Tom, which one is it? They didn't commit it or they don't exist? They're always that they didn't commit. Oftentimes you can't commit a crime that doesn't exist, i.e. Trump's 34 felony count conviction. None of those crimes actually even exist on the books. Everybody realize that? Well, they couldn't charge him then. Why couldn't they charge him? Why couldn't they? Who's going to stop it? All you have to have is a blue prosecutor bringing it to a blue judge with a blue jury and a blue grand jury and a blue appellate court. Who's going to stop it? Tell me who's going to come in and stop it. The Supreme Court. Well, if you're a multimillionaire, maybe you'll get it to the Supreme Court. Let's go to the next one. Trump Army video. Breaking in a jaw-dropping announcement, President Trump has declared that an astonishing 275,000 illegals have been kicked out of the country? No, off of our Social Security system. Play it for me.
Benefits we've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people, many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time. And 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong.
So yeah, 275, and by the way, I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg. And side by side, that one for me, guys. Just tip of the iceberg. This guy probably was on Social Security too. Kicked off Social Security rolls, 275,000 to begin with. 1.4 million illegals, or people, I don't know if it's 1.4 illegals only or 1.4 million people, including illegals off of Medicaid, the illegals and people who are able to work but are choosing not to work. And here's another one. Bill Melugin, DHS, confirms to Fox News that a suspected DUI driver who veered his Maserati, Joe Walsh doing 195, into oncoming traffic and crashed head-on into a car in Nashville 2 weeks ago, killing a woman, is a Honduran illegal. Oh, but I guess it would have happened to her anyway, right, Aaron?
Right,
it would happen anyway Americans drive it. I mean Americans are, well, if an illegal doesn't commit the crime, an illegal, and an American obviously will have to. So it's some sort of time warp thing that no matter what, that person's going to be killed.
Yeah.
So they're going to be killed anyway, so you might as well let the illegal kill him, because if the illegal doesn't kill him, then the American will kill him. Yeah, that's how Democrats
It's destiny.
Right, right. It's, yeah, it is. I mean, it's you know, Marty McFly, the flux capacitor, somehow or another. It's going to happen, right? Serendipity, so to speak,
yeah, exactly.
In a negative way. Car in Nashville 2 weeks ago, killing a woman, is a Honduran illegal alien who had his temporary protected status revoked a decade ago.
Oh, my gosh.
This is our country, folks. And nobody gives a crap outside of us until they're actually victimized. If this was a Democrat's family, they're suddenly going to become closed border people. It's a shame. If you actually watch an abortion, you'll no longer be pro-choice. That's how it actually works. When you actually deal in the truth, you look the truth in the face so that you can make an actual informed decision instead of just believing leftist rhetoric. Let's go to the next one. AF tweet. The IRS is reversed. Here's bad Trump. Bad Trump. Lots of good Trump. Aaron, give me lots of good Trump.
Lots of good.
Some bad. Here's bad. AF post. The IRS has reversed its layoffs. No, you don't do this. Calling back staff fired, pushed out, or retired early to fill staffing gaps and advance the one big beautiful bill. Tom was so mean to Trump about the one big beautiful bill. Hey, who's going to send me that right now?
Yep.
Who's going to send me that? I'm right. I mean, I heard all the people that disqualified me. Now, again, people disqualified me from being MAGA, for being against the big, beautiful bill. The same people who are against Trump on the non-Epstein release. How are you pro MAGA and I'm anti MAGA when you don't disagree, when you disagree on one day about one thing and I disagree about another thing, but yet for some reason you're always MAGA and somehow I get disqualified every time I disagree.
Funny.
I'm just curious yeah. How all that works.
Weird how that works.
I mean, that's probably how they do it in Belgium.
Yeah. Well, Belgium
does it that way.
That's how we're gonna do it.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about with Belgium, you'll know at some point if you watch this podcast long enough when I break out my favorite video of all time. This marks a sharp reversal from Trump's earlier pledge. Okay, you know what you do when you make a pledge? Let your yes be yes and your no be no for whatever's more than these from the evil one. Matthew 5:37, Jesus speaking. That's what you do. Don't increase the size of the IRS. Is it a good bill? Can everybody now, you know, I really like the big, beautiful bill. It was great. Trump's awesome. There, you know, it's 5D chess. Q says it's great. Okay, you know, here's the thing. It wasn't great. I told you it wasn't great. If you're adding $2.3 trillion to the national debt, Trump said it's going to be offset by revenue. If anybody can pull that off, it's Donald Trump. It really is. And Bessent, they can, I mean, they're geniuses and they can pull it off. And when they do, I'll come out and say I was wrong, or I'll come out and I'll say I was wrong because I don't believe that's the case. But I hope it's the case. And if they do, I'll come out and say I was wrong and God bless them for what they've done, because they've actually been the first ones to ever operate with a balanced budget. But the odds of that are not good, all right? And when you're having to hire back IRS agents to enforce your big, beautiful bill, how beautiful is it?
Yeah.
Anybody agree on that? Okay. This marks a sharp reversal from Trump's earlier pledge to rein in the IRS when he blocked Biden's plan for 87,000 new hires, denounced it as an army of auditors, and promised deeper cuts. Okay, you do what you promised. We don't need a big IRS. By the way, why don't we just do a flat tax and get rid of the IRS? Hundreds of thousands of employees, get rid of the IRS and have a flat tax, not an income tax, a flat tax. Well, that'll cause prices to go up on goods. Yes, but nothing comes out of your income. Wouldn't you rather have that where you can actually decide what you pay and what you don't? You can actually say, I'm lowering my income, I'm lowering my tax because I'm choosing not to buy the candy bar or whatever it may be. Many of the fat women need to do that and fat men need to make that decision. But I'm just saying, the thing is, wouldn't you rather be able to say, okay, I've got to pay, the car that used to be $48,000 is now $49.95. Wouldn't you rather be able to say, I choose not to buy the car now, than just have it taken out of your paycheck? And then sent to Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros so they can fund CASA, so there's a translator for Kilmar Abreu Garcia?
See. Si, senor.
Kilmar answered. So we got Trump over here. We got Kilmar over here.
I am from Maryland.
Si, senor. So there you go. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's not what you want. That's why the big, beautiful bill was a big, beautiful boondoggle with good things in it. And if Trump offsets the spending with revenue, I will be the first to admit it. Let's go to the next one. Fox News, more on Trump here. Trump sort of, this is bad. Okay, for me, it's bad. Aaron, side by side. So everybody knows what I'm talking about. Okay, Trump, the whole flag burning thing. Don't criminalize flag burning unless it's an arson situation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the whole thing. Now everyone needs that. Now, I have a Trump bad pile. I put this in the Trump bad pile, but it's not necessarily bad. Oh, Tom's obfuscating because he loves Trump. Do I ever obfuscate? Ever? I mean, again, I just reiterate this to you. You should have seen it this Sunday. I started talking, full house. I mean, it's 1,000 people in this building. And I started talking. I was like, I don't know, 3 minutes, if that, into my mess. The whole family gets up and leaves. Okay. Just gets up. And by the way, there was a whole family of fat women. That's what it was. They get up and leave. So, and just walk right out. I could tell right away because they were fine with Aaron. They're fine with the worship. Okay. As soon as I got to talking, I wouldn't even say anything in my opinion. It wasn't even anything incendiary yet. It got to incendiary, but it wasn't incendiary yet. She got it. Their whole family got up and left. And okay. So I don't obfuscate about anything. I'm wrong about things. I miss the boat sometimes, but the thing is, I'm never running from what's true. All right. So here's the thing. It's you have to listen to the Trump staffer explain what this EO is actually all about. Play it for me.
When you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy. In a way, both ways. There are some that are going crazy for doing it. There are others that are angry. angry about them doing it. Do you want to discuss that?
Sure. So what the executive order does, sir, it charges your Department of Justice with investigating instances of flag burning, and then where there's evidence of criminal activity that where prosecution wouldn't fall afoul of the First Amendment, and instructs the Department of Justice to prosecute those who are engaged in these instances of flag burning.
And what the penalty is going to be, if you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. No early exits, no nothing. You get 1 year in jail. If you burn a flag, you get. And what it does is incite to riot. I hope they use that language, by the way. Did they?
Yeah, incitement.
Incite to riot. And you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. You don't get 10 years, you don't get 1 month. You get 1 year in jail, and it goes on your record. And you will see flag burning stopping immediately, just like when I signed the Statute and Monument Act. 10 years in jail if you heard any of our beautiful monuments. Everybody left town. They were gone. Never had a problem after that. It's pretty amazing. We stopped it. But this is something that's, I don't know, in a certain way, it's equally as important.
All right. Now, if you listen to what you would call, I mean, what you would, you know, it's verbal. It's the small lettering at the bottom. It's the small lettering. Just Trump's up there. You burn the flag, 1 year in prison, and it goes on your record. Okay. That's really not what it says, though, because the guy explained it. What it really is if you use the flag to incite a riot, burning the flag to incite. So it has to be coupled with a riot. Yeah. So there has to be a riot that happens as or as a result of you burning the flag. Okay, I don't agree with any of it. You should be able to burn whatever flag you want to burn. Again, unless you're violating an existing law. Like, basically, you're not allowed to light things on fire anywhere, almost anywhere anyway. So it really wouldn't matter. You're not really allowed to go to a public setting. If you have a permit to protest, you're not allowed to light things on fire. You're in a public park most of the time. Not allowed to have fire. So you could arrest them just for that anyway. But I'm talking about, you know, people who put out a video on TikTok in their own backyard, lighting a flag on fire. It's free speech, folks. It's free speech. It's just like, if you should be able to, listen, much as I despise the whole Palestinian movement, the Hamas movement, you should be allowed to have a Hamas flag, a Palestinian flag, as long as you don't break any laws. You should have the flag, no matter, the flag should never be an offense. You know, Trump compared it to everybody loved what I did with the monuments. Okay. They were destroying the monuments. That's criminal mischief. Or, depending on what, in the state of Florida, it's called criminal mischief. In every other state or many other states, it's called vandalism. That's already existing. I mean, they're vandalizing property. So there's already an existing offense. There's already existing crime. Here you're making it a new crime to burn a flag. Again, though, he's really not, just so you know. And I'm not trying to defend him. I'm telling you that he's actually presenting it in a way that his own EO doesn't say that it is. So he's at, you know, you burn a flag, you're going to prison for a year. Only if there's an ensuing ensuing riot after you burn the flag, or you use it as a launching pad for the riot. Okay, that's what he's saying. I mean, it's hard to disagree with that, because most of the time there'd already be a criminal offense to light that fire to begin with. You can't be on a school campus and light a flag on fire. You can't light an open flame on the grounds of Columbia University. Whether you're burning an Israeli flag, a Palestinian flag, a United States flag, you're already breaking the law. And I love the flag, and I never let the flag touch the ground or do anything. I always treat the flag with great respect, but you cannot infringe upon the First Amendment. Does this really do that, though? It's very difficult to say whether it actually does that or not. If it does, if they end up arresting people who do a TikTok video in their own backyard of them burning a flag, then it has encroached upon our civil rights outlined in the First Amendment. If it's they arrest people because they use the flag, they lit a flag on fire in a public park where it's already an offense to have an open flame, and they arrest people for inciting a riot based on the burning of the flag, okay, I don't agree with that either, because it should just charge him for the arson, charge him for the open flame, not for burning a flag.
Yeah.
Okay, do you see what I'm saying? And that's how it is. You never should be a criminal offense for burning a flag. It should be a criminal offense if you light a flag on fire in an area we're not allowed to have an open flame. Okay, that's the way that is. And they're like, Tom, you sound like a cop. Yeah, that's what it should be. You enforce laws that are already on the books. You don't add laws that are going to take away our civil rights. When you start to enforce laws about the defacing, which is criminal vandalism, their graffiti, that's what I mean by defacing, and the tearing down of monuments, you're not taking away our civil rights when you do that. It was already a criminal offense to vandalize that property. You can vandalize your own property all you want. You can go home right now and destroy your own house as long as you don't file a false insurance claim. You can go home and destroy your own house. You can't burn it. But you can go home and kick all your walls in if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, if that's what you want to do. Okay, you can go as long as you don't, like, burn it or file false insurance claims. You can go and just beat the living crap out of your car. Joe Guad's got a really nice motorcycle parked right out here. It's really nice. He can go right now, sledgehammer thing. It's his. He can do whatever he wants with it, and it's not a crime. Okay, he does it to my F-250. That's a crime. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, the Blaze video. Ingram, here's the other bad. There's the other bad Trump. These are the two bad Trumps tonight are his IRS reversal and number two, very clear bad, from Laura Ingram. How is allowing 600,000 students from China? Give me a China, Aaron.
China.
Putting America first. Play for me.
It's very important.
Mr. Secretary, with all due respect, how is allowing 600,000 students from the communist country of China putting America first?
Well, the president's point of view is that what would happen if you didn't have those 600,000 students is that you'd empty them from the top, all the students would go up to better schools, and the bottom 15% of universities and colleges would go out of business in America. So his view is he's taking a rational economic view, which is classic Donald Trump, looking at higher education and saying,
but why are you
until
helping
we
Harvard?
Modify that.
That just What's helped that? Harvard and UCLA and UCal Berkeley. And I mean, you're all helping those schools. Why? They're like, basically factories of anti-American propaganda. Now they're getting a big influx of cash because of the Chinese students. I know President Trump has always been very pro-Chinese student. I just don't understand it for the life of me. Those are 600,000 spots that American kids.
All right, go right to the next one for me, guys. The Patriot Oasis tweet. Here's why you don't. Ready? Breaking: Chinese University of Texas student Young Hai Lee charged with good for them for not having 40 names like every Hispanic in the world. Young Hai Lee. Charged with espionage for theft of trade secrets. Look at the date. All right. And I could dedicate an entire week of episodes about Chinese espionage, and I could do an entire week on Israeli espionage. That's how I just treat Israelis like every other country. Not against them, not for them, just operating the truth. China, though, absolutely against. They are our number one geopolitical threat, number one military threat, number one trade threat in the world, and BRICS movement, everything else. But anyway, trying to replace the dollar with the Chinese yen, all those different things. But anyway, so here you have it. Now, again, I could put up 40 of these. You know, the Confucius Institute, man, and Democrats interwoven in all of this, and of course, Rhino Republicans, all interwoven in this. The reason why you're seeing this is because of Rhino Republicans, establishment Republicans, corporatists, and again, what fascism means is the merging of government and corporatism. The reason why Trump is doing this is because big wigs are telling him we need dollars from these 600,000 people, whether it's dollars for universities, dollars for jobs, corporate trading between corporations here and corporations in China, which are all CCP PLA corporations. Whether you go back to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, why in the world is Ralph Baer and Anthony Fauci out of the UNC trading gain-of-function secrets with the PLA at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Because people still think China is like Confucius and like innocuous, and they're not real. No, they are a major geopolitical threat. Major. Largest, most technologically advanced navy on the planet, according to our own books. Leading us in hypersonic technology, according to our own military, testified to on Capitol Hill, played the video. But anyway, so this is why you don't. Why is Trump doing this? Every single student, everybody understands, and I'm not saying this to you to be condescending. I'm saying this because it's blatantly obvious, and Trump has some sort of motive here, and it's not 5D chess. Somebody came to him and said, we have to have these students. One of the arguments is, if we don't have these students, then some universities are going to go out of business. Can everybody just get together with me now and say good together? Good. We don't need these universities. They're indoctrination centers. They're Maoist, Marxist, Leninist, leftist indoctrination centers. We don't need any. They're baby butchering indoctrination centers. We don't need any more universities. We need a lot less universities, like we need a whole lot less churches. If you're not going to preach the gospel, get out of the church business now. All right, and the same thing, you're not going to educate people, then get out of the education business. It's not an indoctrination business, it's an education business. And that's one of the things Ludwig ended up saying. Is eventually, there's colleges that will go out of business without these 600,000 students. You're allowing in 600,000 spies. How many American students are in China? Can Aaron give me China?
China.
25,000. 25,000 in China from America. And we're allowing in 600,000? What is Trump doing? Every single one of these students, just like Young Hai Lee here, and Fang Fang and all the rest of them, they make a pledge when they come to the United States to the PLA, which is the People's Liberation Army of China, and to the CCP, the Communist Party of China. They make a pledge to do espionage activity. They're not only like, if it happens to cross my path, no, they are commanded to go and commit espionage. They are commanded to go and collect information. Not just collecting like, I see Joe sitting to my right and Aaron to my right. No, collect actual spy data and then send it back to the CCP. That's what they're here for. Yes, they might get a degree, but that is what they're here for. Then they all overstay their visas too. And now Trump's saying we got to have 600,000 of them in. And this is what gives the negative MAGA morons. Now, again, what is a negative MAGA moron? Negative MAGA moron, you have the neocon MAGA moron who just believes everything Trump says and jumps on board. Then you have the negative MAGA moron who then turns on Trump over one issue and then finds a way to make everything Trump does or says negative. Trump's not doing anything. He never accomplished anything. He hasn't done one thing he said he's going to do. That's not remotely true. He has done a lot of what he said he's going to do. And then he does things like this. Okay, well, you are basically saying, you know what? I'm going to allow in 600,000 people who have made a pledge to the PLA to commit espionage against the United States of America so that universities don't go out of business. Let them go out of business. Let them go out of business because they are indoctrination centers. And again, this isn't just about the universities. This is about corporate interests because where does everybody want to do business now? Whether you got remember John Cena when his movie came out, the wrestler guy, his movie came out and he made some comment that Taiwan was an independent country. Just an ignorant comment. By the way, he was right. It is an independent country, but he wasn't even making a geopolitical statement. He was just saying, we want to have our movie in Taiwan too. And whatever. And it was like nothing. And China came out and said, because you said that Taiwan was independent, which he didn't even use that verbiage, your movie's banned. And he went groveling, disgusting, tight jean wearing moron, grovels back to China. So his movie gets released in China because you got 1.4 billion people there that will consume it. So that's what everybody's doing. This is why this is happening. Because businesses have gone to Trump and said, we've got to let it in so we can continue to do business there. We'll do business there whether you let them in or not. China's done without us. Their population is dwindling away. They're actually in the midst of a depression. They have empty street blocks. They have empty cities.
Yeah.
You have giant apartment complexes, empty. Ghost towns all over there. They're just propped up by fake economic data. It's fake. We can do whatever we want with China. We can replace China with Vietnam and South Korea and Thailand. We can replace them with India. But instead, you got these corporatists where we're building a lot of things over there. We basically build them for free. And now while you're building them over there, what are they doing? Stealing your tech secrets. And again, that's what this guy was, trade secrets right there. Stealing trade secrets, that's what they always do. So again, this is what's happened. It's the universities and it's businesses doing business with China. And they go to Trump and say, well, we don't want to insult them. No, insult them. They can't make it without us, period. Trump should just do what he does with every other country. Just like he just slapped, sorry, Joe's Canadian, just slapped Canada down Mark Carney, again, another effeminate man. I mean, we were just run by an effeminate man, Joe Biden, too. So, I mean, it's not bad mouth in Canada. Just like everybody else, run by an effeminate man or a Nazi
woman. Not offended, Tom.
Yeah, Joe's good. Joe's good. But anyway.
He's basically American.
But, I mean, yeah, Joe's basically done. But anyway, he's with us now. But he's never going back. He's never going back.
Never going back.
Unless we fire him. Joe, you're fired.
You're fired, Joe. Don't ever come back.
There you go. Trump's on him already. But I mean, he just absolutely slapped Carney down. Carney said, "We're gonna have these, you know, we're gonna have these retaliatory tariffs." Okay, what less than 1% of our economy, maple syrup and whiskey from Canada. 1% of our economy comes from Canada, and Carney's gonna stipulate economic policy to us. No, you know, sometimes when you're the biggest boy on the block, you need to go ahead and just flex your muscles. And Carney got absolutely slapped. I mean, just slapped down and immediately removed his retaliatory tariffs because they're finished without us. And so's China. And Canada can try to replace us with China. No, there's an ocean. There's nothing cheaper than building a pipeline of Canadian oil down to Louisiana. Cheap. No trucking, no training, no shipping, nothing. And it's the same way. Canada needs us a whole lot more than we need them. Same thing with Mexico. So you know what you treat them like? Redheaded stepchild. Sorry, Joe. So you do. They can't do it without you. So you flex. You flex on them. And the Canadians need to stop being so nice and use what they have because they have this big, beautiful country up there with all sorts of resources, but everybody's so liberal, they just stay completely in a state of learned helplessness. Canada drives me crazy. They really do. Especially, I got flamed on Canada when during the COVID time. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I am. Magavoice? Okay, yeah. Magavoice. All right, Magavoice tweet. Donald Trump is canceling. Here's another. Okay, so we're out of the negatives. Donald Trump is canceling another $175 million in funding for California's high-speed rail projects, which, again, they've in all of these years, two decades worth, it's now supposed projected to cost $16 billion for their high-speed rail. And they have one small, I'm trying to remember exactly how long the line is, and one useless line that nobody rides. And it's been funded by the federal government and by California tax dollars for decades, and they've never built hardly any of it. I mean, there's a little bit there, but it's completely useless. I'm trying to remember what cities it goes from, but it's not like L.A. to San Francisco or San Diego, L.A., San Francisco. No, it's like, you know, Monterey to some other useless town.
Here, I got it.
Aaron's got it.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Aaron's pulling up. Go to the next one until Aaron gets it.
I'm going.
And I'll get it back. Go to the next. Josh Donlap. Winning, Missouri will officially redraw its 2026 U.S. House map to favor Republicans. Listen, again, this is all real pro-Trump stuff. These are big Trump wins. He is the only president ever that I have ever seen and definitively in my lifetime that has ever attacked redistricting. So that we'll actually win a midterm for once. This is what you do, because this is what the Democrats do. Again, this is Missouri. Florida's doing it. Texas is doing it. Indiana's doing it. Okay, if we get 5, 6, 7 more seats out of each one of those states, we're not only going to win in 2026, it's going to be a literal red wave for once. The red wave that we're always hoping for, that we always want. Doesn't make any difference with senators, but it makes a whole lot of difference with the House. And the House is a big deal because the House has the purse strings. All right, go to the next one for me. Oh, there it is. Go from where to where? Can you read the map?
It says Merced to Bakersfield.
Yeah,
but
Bakersfield was one of them. I said Monterey. So it's Merced to Bakersfield.
What's funny, though, is the green line is ready for use, and none of it is green. So none of it is ready for use.
Oh, well, there we go. So, okay, now everybody sees. Now, this is Gavin Newsom. This guy wants to be president. He's now imitating Trump in every way. Has his own, like, MAGA website up now to sell red and white pro-Gavin things. I don't even want to get into it because that's what he wants, is for us to all pay attention to him. But this is the living embodiment and the absolute epitome of Democratic Party politics right here. Now, the green areas on this map are ready for you to ride, but there aren't any. But the green areas are ready for you to ride, but there aren't any. But the green areas.
Yes.
We have spent billions of dollars on this. So because of your great benevolence and the benevolence of the American taxpayer, you can now ride the green area. But there isn't any, but you can ride it. Tom, you're not making sense. I know. That's the Democratic Party. All right, go to the next one for me. Charlie Kirk tweet. Idiots in D.C., this is actually true. I didn't put on the video, but they're actually chanting Black Lives Matter when there hasn't been a murder in D.C. for a couple days now. For the first time in recent history.
Wow.
Over the last 7 years, 1,241 blacks were murdered in D.C. versus 11 whites, 112 times more likely. Zero of either have been killed in the last week. And they're out chanting Black Lives Matter when nobody's been killed. Aaron, that goes back to our rail system.
Yeah.
That makes as much sense as the rail system. You can ride the green areas. There aren't any green areas. Black Lives Matter. Nobody's being killed. Black Lives Matter. Nobody's being killed. Doesn't make any sense, but they'll do it anyway. Because they're NPCs. They're just mindless drones driven by rhetoric, just driven by stenographer talking points. And that's Black Lives Matter. How many, of course, and all of them are they're being paid $200-$300 to show up out there with their stupid signs. And guess who's paying for it? You, me, Aaron, and Joe, and everybody else. That's who's paying for it. All right, I got to get to this one section here. All right, here we go now. Get ready, Joe. Get ready. And if he doesn't do it right, Aaron, he's fired.
He's fired.
All right, we got to skip to, let me see here. Skip to Peter Sweden tweet. There was 71,227. Skip to that tweet. Here we go. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to put these aside because I'm going to finish with this. I meant to be done at 10:10, but I'm already 3 minutes over. So there was 71, I think there's 60 plus million people. Is that what it is in England? But anyway, 71,000 reported rapes in England in 2024. Whew. 71,000. And if people start talking about it too much, they risk getting arrested for hate speech, right? Right on the bottom, official stats. So someone checked it. Gronk, is this correct? Gronk, is this correct? It was absolutely correct. He actually missed the numbers. It was incorrect because he undershot it by 400. Official stats from ONS show 71,667 rapes, not 271,227, 71,667 police recorded rape offenses in England and Wales for the year, ending March 2025, covering most of 2024. The Post figured 71,227 is close, but not exact. Yeah, he missed it by, he underreported 400,000. So he didn't exaggerate squat. He underreported. Peter Sweden's great, by the way. Follow him on Twitter. Here's an example of this. Global, I hope I got the right article here. I just kind of threw this here. Global Government Affairs, read only. This is from X. Lucy Conley, a user on the X platform, posted a comment on X. Good. In the aftermath of the Southport massacre in the UK. As a mother who lost her firstborn 19 months old, and as a 12-year-old child, she was triggered by the unjust suffering and death of children attending a local dance class that were cut down, murdered by Muslims, or a Muslim. If I said that in the UK, I'm going to prison for 3 years. Her understandable frustration came out in her post on X. After cooling down and a walk with her dog, she decided to remove the post. Despite the post being live for only a few hours and her subsequent deletion of the post, she was arrested and charged with Section 19 of the Public Order Act by publishing material intending to stir up racial hatred. Who gets to be the arbiter of what it means to stir up racial hatred? Who gets to be the arbiter of hatred? Who gets to be the arbiter of racial? Who gets to be the arbiter of publishing? Who gets to be our arbiter of stirring up? Based on what some sort of disinformation governance board ruled and reigned over by leftists. Based on advice she received while in custody, she pled guilty and was convicted. Lucy believed a guilty plea would result in her being able to get back to her family faster and said she was sentenced to 31 months in jail for the post. Unbelievable. From a post about a massacre that somebody else committed. Because of her post and denied the ability to release on temporary license, which allows inmates up to 2 days at home with their families, the Free Speech Union, a nonprofit that X has worked with on similar matters, is providing Lucy with representation, and she just got released after 10 months. So good news on that. But imagine being sentenced to prison because of a Twitter post. A Twitter post. Sentenced to prison. Let me look at this one. Now, most of you have seen this stuff. This is Michael McCarthy video. Why are we, now he's accepting, he's saying this as an Irishman, you know, in England or Scottish, I don't know which one's his accent, which one his accent is. Why are we accepting a society like this? He always uses the word remigration. For me, it's deportation, but remigration is coming. Most of you have already seen this viral video. I'm going to watch a part of this viral video, and I'm going to play you a response to this viral video. Play for me.
Help, you don't dare.
Yes, you have a knife.
This video is going viral.
Why
are you fucking with us?
These are fucking kickboxers.
Show the knife. Show the knife. That's it.
Don't fucking touch my little sister. She has fucking 12. We're fucking touching me.
Did you hear that?
She's fucking 12 and you just battered me, man.
Don't touch my little sister, she's 12. You have a 12-year-old girl feeling like she has to carry around a knife, and there's a grown man going up to her, videoing her, and her sister is shouting, "Don't touch my little sister, she's 12. This is Europe. This is happening in Europe. There are demographics we are inviting into our country that commit sexual crimes in multiples compared to our own people, that murder in multiples compared to our own people. It's about time we had a conversation asking the question, why are we bringing those people who commit these crimes into our country? What benefit?
Let's say what needs to be said. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, 32 and 33, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. Whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Sorry, Calvinists, you're flat out wrong. But anyway, sometimes there's things that absolutely need to be said. Who was approaching these young ladies? And by the way, the girl that was warning these Muslim perpetrators is the 13-year-old sister of the 12-year-old who has the hatchet and knife. Imagine being a 12-year-old. Man, a lot of us, imagine how you grew up, and even these young guys in here didn't grow up this way. When you're growing up and you have to walk the streets with a hatchet and a butcher knife as a 12-year-old prepubescent girl to prevent you from being raped by Muslims that were imported by your expert leadership like Keir Starmer. And even like Nigel Farage, who's Brexit and all, he's an absolute cuckboy now. Absolute cuckboy, bent over cuckboy. He doesn't just sit in the chair. He sits in the cuck chair bent over. That's who Nigel Farage is. I can't stand these people who masquerade as right wingers. And when it's time to stand, they bend over. But anyway, what needs to be said is, this is only Muslims doing this. This is only Muslims doing it. This is it. There's nobody. I mean, you're saying, Tom, there's no right, you know, white male rapist or black male rapist. Yeah, there are. But I'm saying in these scenarios right here, broad freaking daylight in the middle of the day, being approached by a man trying to rape this girl, and she has to be carrying a butcher knife and an axe with her, a hatchet with her. This is caused by Muslim infiltration, Muslim mass migration. Brought on and allowed and facilitated by the people who are supposed to be defending these young women, who are supposed to be providing a safe environment, the experts at governance. If you and I tried to be in a government, they would say, you don't have the expertise. If expertise means actually importing rapists, I don't want your expertise. I will choose to be just an absolute non-expert. I will choose to be ignorant in comparison to your expertise. I'll be a novice. Thank you very much. All right, another Michael McCarthy video. What type of country allows foreigners to rape and torture thousands of their children? Remember now, what was the rape stats? What was it? 71,667 rapes in England, in a small country. And I will guarantee you, 95% of them are Muslims. Again, they hide the rape stats because they will only attribute it to Muslim migrants if it's a first-generation Muslim migrant. The rest of them get attributed to heritage English citizens. So if you have a Muslim migrant who's been in the country for 26 months, he's no longer considered a Muslim migrant. He's considered to be an English citizen. So they'll say only 30% of the rapes are being committed by Muslims, but that's only those who've been here for less than a year. Well, the rest of the attributable data is to English citizens that are still first generation Muslims. They just lie in the stats. What type of country allows foreigners to rape and torture thousands of children? Play the next one for me.
You have a 12-year-old girl feeling like she has to carry around a knife, and there's a grown man going up to her, videoing her, and her sister is shouting, "Don't touch my little sister, she's 12. This is Europe. This is happening in Europe. A snippet from a video on X. I can't show it on Instagram or it'll be taken down. But that little girl has gone viral. And I'm sure there's people wondering why she felt that way. I want to show you a video now where a woman describes one case. This is one case out of thousands that happened in the UK to little white girls, children. It's pretty graphic. So if you don't have the stomach for it, you can turn it off. But I think it's important people know what's happening.
Finally, I would like to read to the House one particular ordeal, just one example of what these children have suffered. I must warn colleagues, and especially those in the gallery, that this is extremely graphic, but we must not look away or sanitise this evil. Sentencing Mohammed Karar of Oxford to life in prison, Judge Peter Rook said, "You prepared your victim, a 13-year-old girl, for gang anal rape by using a pump to expand her anal passage. You subjected her to gang rape by 5 or 6 men. At one point, she had 4 men inside her. A Red Bull was placed in her mouth to keep her quiet. When she was 12, after raping her, she threatened you with your lock knife. Your reaction was to pick up a baseball bat with a silver metal handle, strike her on the head with it, and then insert it inside her vagina. This is not about me. It is not about the Minister or the Home Secretary or any of us in this chamber. It is about them. Little girls up and down our country whose brutal and repeated rapes were permitted and hidden by those in the British state whose job was to protect them. They deserve justice. In 5 towns, these children and their families may get partial answers. But I have mentioned 5 towns in the last few minutes alone, and there are at least 45 more. In those places, they will get no answers at all. What does the Minister have to say to them? The British people deserve to know the truth. What darker truths does the suffering of these girls reveal about this country? And why won't the government find out?
Well, you wouldn't want to be called Islamophobic, would you? So you cover up the blunt force trauma murder of a girl who was, they used an anal pump to expand her anus so that she can be raped by 4 men at once through every possible orifice as a 12-year-old, all of them Muslim, Muhammad Kalal leading the way. And if you're Keir Starmer, symbolically speaking, if you're Keir Starmer, you're such a little cuck boy, effeminate man, that you don't want to be called Islamophobic, so you cover it up. And you actually think that you're compassionate by doing so because you wouldn't want any Muslim to be traumatized. You know what? Just forget the 12-year-old English white girl. Forget her. I don't want Muslims to be traumatized. So I'll just cover it up. And it isn't that he even cares about Muslims being traumatized. What he cares about is people blaming him that they're being traumatized because he's such an effeminate little cuck boy. All of them are these experts. All right, that's it. I'm ending on an angry note. Hey, Joe gets paid tonight. Rumble Rants, Jules, 21 hours, $25, D9597, $20. Nude Monk, $20. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. You're going to love it. But anyway, back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. One last time. God bless each and every one of you.